For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. On November 1st, the Shelby County Courts got a new computer program. It's called the Integrated Justice Information System, and its purpose is to create better communication throughout different areas of criminal justice. Just one problem. It's not communicating. A number of people have spent days or weeks in jail because they got lost in the system. Josh Spickler, executive director of Just City, is one of the attorneys on the case. He's with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Christopher.
Josh, what is happening down at 201 Poplar?
The biggest problem is that it has been unable to properly book people into the system and release people from the system. And so people are getting caught in the system unnecessarily for long periods of time.
It doesn't sound like the usual IT glitch.
It's a really big mess. And the unfortunate thing about it is that people have suffered very gravely in some instances. We've heard of people losing, you know, cars getting towed, and folks losing jobs, of course. You can't just miss a job for 2 weeks and expect to have it back when you get out. And so there are real costs to this beyond the almost $10 million the county's paid for the system.
Last week, your organization, Just City, tweeted out some examples of people who got stuck in the system. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. We're hearing stories of people who have slept in the intake section of the jail for up to 3 days. And this is a section that is designed as a waiting area while someone is booked into the jail. It's designed to be used for a few minutes, if not hours, while someone is processed into the jail. And we're hearing from people who've spent up to 3 days there and are sleeping there on the floor of the intake area with many, many, many other people. It's designed to house about, or to hold about 60 people during that intake process. And we're hearing reports of as many as 150 people in that area.
With a backlog like this, I imagine all kinds of people are just stuck together in the same room.
One of the recent stories we've heard that I don't think I tweeted about was a young man who was a diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic who needed medication. And he came in on a very minor charge, I believe a driving charge, and was finally released 28 days maybe after he had been picked up. It's very confusing to us to know what exactly happened, but this is a young man who needed mental health care and probably got it in the jail, honestly. But he stayed in the jail for nearly a month for a driving charge, so a nonviolent, low-level offense, and he just got lost in the system. So, you know, again, husband and wife, never been arrested before. They were arrested in early November on a theft charge, again, nonviolent, low-level theft. Were stuck in there for 16 days before a judge finally figured out that they didn't need to be there anymore and let them out. And so just story after story of people who just had really rotten luck for when they went into the jail.
The possibility of sitting in jail for a week for something like, you know, maybe public intoxication or loitering seems like it should be against the law, right?
That's the reason we filed a lawsuit, because this is a violation of several constitutional rights. You have a right to know the charges against you. You have a right to see a judge within a reasonable amount of time. And we are well beyond what's reasonable with this system. And it has caused nothing short of chaos within the system. And it's been a small humanitarian crisis down there. I mean, the jail population was already a little bit high, and this has caused it to spike. I want the pressure that we bring with this lawsuit and this publicity to make it right, to create a system that works for everyone, because we paid for it and that's what we deserve.
Josh Spickler is executive director with the local criminal justice organization, Just City. They are at justcity.org. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.